Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here live on a Wednesday morning, April the 10th, 2024, 15 minutes past the hour. And we have got a treat this morning for the next two solid hours live, sitting with me in studio as of Friday, the 2024 latest inductee to the WWE Hall of Fame, the legendary greatest talker, one of the greatest performers in the history of professional wrestling, my good pal. What a pleasure it is to bring back to the radio for the first time, really, since his 80th birthday, live in studio, the man himself, Thunderbolt Patterson. Thunderbolt, we're off and running.
Heaven high there, Scott, and heaven high to all the great fans out there.
Thunderbolt, let's start with the induction. What has this all meant to you to go in the WWE Hall of Fame?
A dream come true. Dream come true.
Did you ever think you would see the day?
No, at one point in my life, I thought I wouldn't never accept it.
What and who changed your mind?
Well, most of all, God, but some good people, friend of mine, good people, and got a call and just said, listen, open up your ears and listen, and I decided, yes, I'll do it.
Take a run at it. Mm-hmm. How do you describe the experience that we just had in Philadelphia from Thursday night until Monday morning?
Wow. Now, that's where wow come in. Yeah. What an organization, you know. I never was in that area, and I didn't know that much about up north, as it would say, WWE or WWF when it was in several of the, whatever they have up there. I've only had one trip up there back with in 68, but what a different atmosphere. I've been, a lot of places and things, but that it seemed like a change. Something is in the air. As you say, the power of the living God.
When you were up in the ring,
why, hello, this is Linda Sims from A Voice of a People. I hit the wrong button, so I'm a little late getting on, like 4 minutes, but this is still A Voice of a People live here with Linda Sims on WGH Talk. So how you doing this afternoon? It's almost afternoon, but this is the second part of my show. And I'm thinking, how did I hit the wrong button? I had so much to share with you. Since I'm still in an uproar and my spirit is really high, since the eclipse, there's something I really wanted to share with you. I have a couple announcements here, but I would do those at the end of the show, okay? I just really needed to share this with you. And my last caller was my daughter who called in, who has now retired at the age of 55. Isn't that great? I know everyone wished that they could retire at the age of 55, and she did. Now, my oldest brother, he's not older than me, but he's older. he's next, the oldest of the brothers. He retired when he was 50 years old. So some people can do that, you know. I call those type of people money smart, and they have already allocated money that will help them until the end of time. So those things happen, right? Right. Someone just sent me a text that O.J. Simpson died of cancer today at 76 years old. Well, I'll be praying for his family. My condolences to them. Okay, now, you know, if it's not your first time listening to my show, you know I love to start my show off with a thought for today. Now, let me get to that thought for today. It's a short one. It's titled, I Choose To. Replace the words I have to with I choose to, and notice the difference in how I feel. That little three-line thought for today is so powerful. Because you know what I learned in my life? You don't have to do anything. You can't make people do anything. If you want them to do it and you think it's something that they should be doing that would help better their life, you cannot make them do it no matter how you try to convince them. But I love this. I choose to. Taking full responsibility. I choose to. And notice the difference in how you feel. Because, you know, sometimes you feel like, I have to do this. And you feel terrible about it sometimes. Why I have to do this? Why I have to go there? Why I have to say such and such a thing? Doesn't it sound much better to say, I choose to? Oh, that's so liberating. You think? I think so myself. Like, if you want to call in during this live broadcast, you have the opportunity to by calling 740-383-9944. But like I said, I'm so inspired and so set on fire still by the eclipse. And I wanted to share some things with you. And we will go to Job in the Bible. I'm going to pull it up on Google. Job 38. Because a lot of people say, well, I don't know if that was God or not. That could have been anybody. The scientists knew it was coming. Maybe they had something to do with it. Okay. The Lord speaks. This is Job 38. And I'm going to use a King James Version. There's many versions of the Bible, but this is one of my favorites. Then the Lord answered Job. Now, I don't know if any of you knew about Job. Job was he was in right standing with God, and he was a righteous man, and he really thought that he was perfect and that he was doing everything right. Even when his children went out to have fun, he would make offerings for them in case they sinned and cursed God, and he didn't want his children to die, so he even did things like that. But Job thought he was the man. He really did. And one day, you know, the sons of God were going to visit the Lord, which Satan has that opportunity. He goes up to the Lord every day and accuses the brethren, which is us, believers in Christ Jesus, that we will not do what he says, that we are sinners and that we hate God. This is what the devil tells God every day about one of us. Okay? So this day the Lord says, where are you going today, Satan? It says the sons of God were coming to talk to the Lord. So, where you been today? He said, I've been in the earth walking to and fro, seeing who I may devour. And God says, have you considered my servant Job a righteous and right standing man? And Satan said, well, you know what? You got a hedge of protection around him. If you remove that hedge of protection from around him, he will curse you. I will touch him and he will curse you. this is what the devil told God, right? So the Lord said, okay, well, since you think that, this is exactly what I will do. I will remove that hedge of protection, and you can do whatever you want to do to Job, but you cannot take his life. Okay, so Satan began to attack Job in ways that you wouldn't even imagine. He killed his children, all his cattle. He lost everything he had, and then he began to afflict his body. He had sores and all that kind of stuff all over him. He was grotesque, okay? And his wife said one day, well, why don't you just curse God and die? And he said, you sound like a foolish woman. He would not curse God and die, okay? So this was the type of man Job was. But he also wondered why he was going through what he was going through. And he just could not wrap his mind around why all these things were happening. And he said, well, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. But he would not curse God. But he did question God. And this is how the Lord answered. Job, which is in the Bible and is spelled like Job, J-O-B, is in the Old Testament. And verse 38 says, then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, who is this that darkeneth counsel by words without knowledge? Gird up now thy loins like a man, for I will demand of thee, and you answer me. Where was you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare it, if you have any understanding of that. Who have laid the measures thereof, if thou know, or who have stretched the line upon it? Whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened, or who laid the cornerstone thereof? When the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy, where were you, Job? Or who shut up the sea with doors when it brake forth as if it had issued out of the womb? When I made the cloud, the garment thereof, and thick darkness and swallowing band for it. Where were you at, Job? Did you have anything to do with any of these things, these marvels of God and works of God's hands? And break up for it my decreed place and set bars and doors. Where were you, Job? And said, hitherto shall thou come, but no further, and here shall thy proud waves be stayed. And this is what he did to the sea. Or who shut up the sea with doors when it break forth? See, there's doors on the sea. It's only going to go so far. Right? And here it says, and who said, hitherto shall thou come? Oh, you can move and you can wave and you can tides and ebb, right? But no further. And here shall thy proud waves be stayed. Hast thou commanded the morning since thy days and caused the day spring to know his place, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it? Wow. It is turned as clay to the seal, and they stand as a garment. And from the wicked their light is withholden, and the high arm shall be broken. Hast thou entered into the springs of the sea? Hast thou walked in the search of the depth? Have the gates of death been opened unto thee? Or hast thou seen the doors of the shadow of death? Oh my gosh. None of us have. Hast thou perceived the breath of the earth? Declare it. Thou knowest it all. Since you know it all, you declare these things to me. You tell me how these things have came to be. Did you have anything to do with these things, Job? Where is the way where light dwelleth? And as for darkness, where is the place thereof? See, these are marvels and wonders of God. We have no idea where these things are, or how they even came to be, or how to make them come to be, or stop them from being. Man has no control over God and the works of his hands. It is turned. Okay, let me go back. Hast thou commanded the morning since thy days, and caused the day spring to know his place, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked may be shaken out of it. It is turned as clay to the seal, and they stand as a garment. And from the wicked their light is withholden, and the high arm shall be broken. Hast thou entered into the springs of the sea, or hast thou walked in the search of the deep? Have the gates of death been opened unto you, or hast thou seen the doors of the shadow of death? Hast thou perceived the breath of the earth? Declare it if you know. Where is the way where light dwell? And as for darkness, where is the place thereof? That thou should take it to the bound thereof, and that thou should know the path of the house thereof. Knowest thou it, because thou was then born, or because the number of thy days is great? Was Job born? He says, no, know thou it, because thou was then born. Was thou then born? That's a question. Or because the number of thy days is great. I don't even know how old Job was. Wow. Hast thou entered into the treasures of the snow? Or hast thou seen the treasures of the hail, which I have reserved against the time of trouble, against the day of battle and war? God controls all those things, the snow and the hail, the rain. By which way is the light parted, which scatter the east wind upon the earth? Who has divided a water course for the overflowing of waters, or a way for the lightning of thunder, to cause it to rain on the earth where no man is, on the wilderness wherein there is no man, to satisfy the desolate and waste ground, and to cause the bud of the tender herb to spring forth? Hath a rain a father? Or who hath begotten the drops of dew? Out of whose womb came the ice and the hoary frost of heaven? Who hath gendered it? The waters are hid as with a stone, and the face of the deep is frozen. Canst thou bind the sweet influences of Pleiades, or loose the bands of Orion? These are celestial beings in the heavens. These are planets. Can you bind the sweet influences of Pleiades, or loose the bands of Orion? Can you bring forth Maseroth in his season, or can thou guide Arcturus with his sons? My mind is like, wow. It's just, I'm consumed with the awesomeness of God and his majesty. And he is declaring to Job all the things he has done that man has nothing to do with. Knowest thou the ordinances of heaven? Can thou set the dominion thereof in the earth? Can you lift up your voice to the clouds, that abundance of waters may cover thee? Can you send lightnings, that they may go and say unto thee, here we are? Who hath put wisdom in the inward parts, or who hath given understanding to the heart? That's what I said earlier. God gave scientists the wisdom to predict the time and place of these eclipses. He did that. He gave man that. Who can number the clouds in wisdom, or who can stay the bottles of heaven? When the dust groweth in hardness, and the clods cleave fast together, wilt thou hunt the prey for the lion, or fill the appetite of the young lions? When they couch in their dens and abide in the covert to lie in wait? Who provideth for the raven his food, when his young ones cry unto God, they wander for lack of meat? Then it gets a little deeper. Knowest thou the time when the wild goats of the rock bring forth, or can thy mark when the hinds do calve? Can you number the months that they fulfill, or know thou the time when they bring forth? Thy bow themselves. They bow themselves. They bring forth their young ones. They cast out their sorrows. Their young ones are in good liking. They grow up with corn. They go forth and return not unto them. Who hath set out the wild ass free? Or who hath loosed the bands of the wild ass? That's the donkey. Whose house I have made the wilderness and the barren land his dwellings. He scorneth the multitude of the city, neither regardeth he the crying of the driver. The range of the mountains is his pasture, and he searcheth after every green thing. Will the unicorn be willing to serve thee, or abide by thy crib? Unicorns. So there were unicorns back in the day. Canst thou bind the unicorn with his band in the furrow, or will he harrow the valleys after thee? Will thou trust him because his strength is great, or will thou leave the labor to him? Will you believe him that he will bring home thy seed and gather it into thy barn? Gaveth you the goodly wings unto the peacocks, or wings and feathers unto the ostrich, which leaveth her eggs in the earth, and warmeth them in dust, and forgetteth that the foot may crush them, or that the wild beast may break them. She is hardened against her young ones, as though they were not hers. Her labor is in vain without fear, because God hath deprived her of wisdom. Neither have he imparted to her understanding. Isn't that something? Wow. Peacocks. Her heart is hardened against her own young ones, as though they were not hers. Her labor is in vain without fear, because God hath deprived her of wisdom. Neither have he imparted to her understanding. What time she lift up herself on high, she scorneth the horse and his rider. Hast thou given the horse strength? Hast thou clothed his neck with thunder? Excuse me. Can you make him afraid as a grasshopper? The glory of his nostrils is terrible. He paweth in the valley and rejoiceth in his strength. He goeth on to meet the armed men. He mocketh at fear, and is not affrighted, neither turned he back from the sword. The quiver rattleth against him, the glittering spear and the shield. He swalloweth the ground with fierceness and rage, neither believeth he that it is the sound of the trumpet. He saith among the trumpets, Ha ha! And he smelleth the battle afar off, the thunder of the captains and the shouting. Do the hawk fly by thy wisdom, and stretch her wings toward the south? Do the eagle mount up at your command, Job, and make her nest on high? She dwelleth and abideth on the rock, upon the crag of the rock, and the strong place. From there she seeketh the prey, and her eyes behold afar off. Her young ones also suck up blood, and where the slain are, there is she. Shall he? Moreover, the Lord answered Job and said, Shall he that contendeth with the Almighty instruct him? He that reproveth God, let him answer it. Then Job answered the Lord and said, Behold, I am vile. What shall I answer thee? I will lay my hand upon my mouth. Once have I spoken, but I will not answer, yea, twice, but I will proceed no further. At that very moment, this righteous, upright man, right standing with God, understood he knew nothing and he was nothing compared to God Almighty. And he, at that moment, really, the first time, had reverential fear of God, respectful fear of God. Not, I'm so afraid I won't pray to God. I'm so afraid of God, I'm not going to go to church. I'm so afraid of God, he may strike me down if I do this, if I do that. If that was the case, you would have been struck down, because we were all born in sin with a sin nature. You know, that is, God is not like that. I mean, so there is a reverential fear of God that we need to develop. Knowing that he loves us, but also knowing that we're nothing compared to him. I mean, we cannot measure up to him. We can't do what he do or undo what he has done. Okay? And Job had to say, look, I'm vile. What shall I answer you after you've told me all these things you've done? And even if I was alive during the time that you did some of these things, I had nothing to do with it. Or know anything about these things. Once have I spoken, but I will not answer. Yea, twice, but I will proceed no further. Then answered the Lord unto Job out of the whirlwind, he says, gird up thy loins now like a man. I will demand of thee and declare thou unto me. Will thou also disannul my judgment? Will thou condemn me? Will you make me? Wait a minute. That thou mayest be righteous. See, Job knew he was a righteous man. And all he beat his chest, he was a righteous man. So God is saying, will you also disannul my judgment since you're so righteous? Will you condemn me, Job, that thou may be righteous? Oof. Has thou an arm like God, or can thou thunder with a voice like him? Deck thyself now with majesty and excellency, and array thyself with glory and beauty. Cast abroad the rage of thy wrath, and behold every one that is proud and obeys him. Look on every one that is proud, and bring him low, and tread down the wicked in their place. Hide them in the dust together, and bind their faces in secret. Then will I also confess unto thee that thine own right hand can save thee. Then will I also confess unto you that your own right hand can save thee. Behold now, Behemoth, that was the giant, which I made with thee. He eateth grass as an ox. Lo, now his strength is in his loins, and his force is in the navel of his belly. He moveth his tail like a cedar. The sinews of his stones are wrapped together. His bones are as strong pieces of brass. His bones are like bars of iron. He is the chief of the ways of God. He that made him can make his sword to approach unto him. Surely the mountains bring him forth food, where all the beasts of the field play. He lieth under the shady trees, in the covert of the reed and fens. The shady trees cover him with their shadow. The willows of the brook compass him about. Behold, he drinketh up water, and hasten not. He trusts that he can draw up Jordan into his mouth. Oh my God, the Jordan River. He taketh it with his eyes, his nose pierces through snares. Can you draw out Leviathan with a hook, or his tongue with a cord which thou lettest down? Can you put a hook into his nose, or bore his jaw through with a thorn? Will he make many supplications unto thee? Will he speak soft words unto thee? Will he make a covenant with thee? Will thou take him for a servant forever? Will thou play with him as with a bird, or will thou bind him for thy maidens? Shall the companions make a banquet of him? Shall they part him among the merchants? Canst thou fill his skin with barb irons, or his head with fish spears? Lay thy hand upon him, Job. Remember the battle. Do no more. Behold, the hope of him is in vain. Shall not one be cast down even at the sight of him? None is so fierce that dare stir him up. Who then is able to stand before me? if you're afraid to stir up Leviathan, which is the dragon, I think, then who's able to stand up before God? That's what he said. Who's able to stand up before me? Who hath prevented me that I should repay him? Whatsoever is under the whole heaven is mine. Why should I repay you or anybody? Whatsoever is under the whole heaven is mine, God says. I will not conceal his parts, nor his power, nor his comely proportion. Who can discover the face of his garment, or who can come to him with his double bridle? Who can open the doors of his face? His teeth are terrible round about. His scales, talking about a dragon now, Leviathan, his scales are his pride, shut up together as with a close seal. One is so near to another, there is no air, that no air can come between them. They are joined one to another. They stick together that they cannot be sundered. By his nesting, a light do shine, and his eyes are like the eyelids of the morning. Out of his mouth go burning lamps, and sparks of fire leap out. Talking about the dragon now. Out of his nostrils go a smoke, as out of a seething pot of cauldron. His breath kindleth coals, and a flame goeth out of his mouth. In his neck remaineth strength, and sorrow is turned into joy before him. The flakes of his flesh are joined together. They are firm in themselves. They cannot be moved. His heart is as firm as a stone, yea, as hard as a piece of the nether millstone. When he raise up himself, the mighty are afraid. By reason of breakings, they purify themselves. The sword of him that layeth at him cannot hold the spear, the dart, nor the harbergeon. He esteemeth iron as straw, and brass as rotten wood. The arrow cannot make him flee. Sling stones are turned with him into stubble. Darts are counted as stubble. He laugh at the shaking of a spear. Sharp stones are under him. He spread the sharp point things upon the mire. He maketh the deep to boil like a pot. He maketh the sea like a pot of ointment. He maketh a path to shine after him. One would think the deep to be hoary, H-O-A-R-Y. Upon earth there is none his like, who is made without fear. He beholdeth all things. He is a king over all the children of pride. Now that was Job 38, 39, 40, and 41. The majesty of God, the wonders of the Lord, just like the eclipse that we all experience April the 8th. And it doesn't matter how good we think we are, how perfect we think we are, how much we go to church, how much we read the Bible. We are a speck in this earth. God does love us. We are very important to him. We are his most precious creation. But we are not God. We cannot do what God has done, and we cannot undo what God has done. Like he said, oh my gosh, he built the earth. He created the earth and set it upon nothing. Nothing. It's just out there in space. Wow. And he told the waters, you can go no further. You can ebb and you can tide. You can go forth and back and forth and up and down. But you can't go any further. Who can do that but God? Oh my. My. I did want to share that with you. And this is something also a little bit about Job. This is in my devotional book. And it's called Streams in the Desert. And this was for yesterday, April 10th. Job chapter 10, verse 2. Tell me what charges you have against me. O tested soul, perhaps the Lord is sending you through this trial to develop your gifts. You have some gifts that would never have been discovered if not for trials. Do you not know that your faith never appears as great in the warm summer weather as it does during a cold winter? Your love is all too often like a firefly, showing very little light except when surrounded by darkness, and hope is like the stars, unseen in the sunshine of prosperity, and only discovered during a night of adversity. Afflictions are often the dark settings God uses to mount the jewels of his children's gifts, causing them to shine even brighter. Wasn't it just a short time ago that on your knees you prayed, "Lord, I seem to have no faith. Please show me that I do." Wasn't it your prayer, even though you may not have realized it at the time, actually asking for trials? For how can you know if you have faith until your faith is exercised? You can depend upon the fact that God often sends trials so your gifts may be discovered, and so we may be certain of their existence. And there is more than just discovering our gifts. We experience real growth in grace as another result of our trials being sanctified by Him. God trains His soldiers not in tents of ease and luxury, but by causing them to endure lengthy marches and difficult service. He makes them wade across streams, swim through rivers, climb mountains, walk many tiring miles with heavy backpacks. Dear Christian, could this not account for the troubles you are now experiencing? Could this not be the reason he is dealing with you? Being left alone by Satan is not evidence of being blessed. All right. God is talking about the trials like he sent Job through, you know. The man that was righteous, standing man, upright with God, right relationship. One of the announcements, join us for Senior Citizens Day every fourth Thursday. The next one will take place April the 25th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Mount Zion Baptist Church, 475 East Fairground Street in Marion, Ohio. Phone number there, 740-387-6970. There will be lunch, activities, and transportation provided. Please call and leave a message to sign up so we know how many are coming. Let us know if you need transportation. And I will be announcing that every Thursday. Okay, the next announcement. Here now, Distinct Beauty and Fashion, 1489 Marion Waldo Road, south end of the mall, featuring tie-dye clothing, sundresses, and leggings. And they do have some really cute things there. So if you're out and about, a lot of people walk out at the Southland Mall. Our movie theater is out there, and our nails place is out there. Not only that, Dollar Tree is out there as well. And Here Today is out there, which is another ladies' and men's and children's clothing store. But this is a ladies' store, I think. But they have some nice little things, kind of urban-type clothing. So if you're out at the mall lately or out to see a movie or visiting one of the other stores out there, please go to the south end of the mall, down to where JCPenney's used to be, and check out the Distinct Beauty and Fashion store. It is new, and it is here in Marion. And hopefully you can find something in there that's really cute for you. Don't forget, at Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, they will be having a free produce, which will take place April the 20th of 2024. It will begin at 12 noon until 2 p.m. And they also have a wellness fitness campus area adjacent to their sanctuary. And it is open to the public. They do want people to respect their property, though. I walk around there a lot. I walk around my neighborhood. It's pretty nice. Okay, like I said, April Fool's Day. April is noted for April Fool's Day, and I don't think it's noted for much more than that. But, you know, a lot of people in the past day or two have passed away, and my heart was so sad, and I'm praying for those families out there. Lord, I just ask you to move mightily by your Spirit and give these people and their loved ones peace. Comfort them during this time of bereavement, Lord. We know that life and death is in the power of your hands. And we hope, you know, we don't like the fact that people do die. We know that every one of us will die one day. But it just does something to us, the separation of a loved one. And I just pray, Lord God, that these people will find peace and they will find comfort and love from the community and their loved ones to put their loving arms around them. The Christie family, the other family, I'm trying to think of who they are in right now. I know the Collins family, Casey, he passed away. Jamie Christie passed away. And Arnold Smith passed away. He lived here many, many years ago and had moved on to D.C., but he still have loved ones here. And I just pray for those families. My heart is just full. It's just full. And I just wish them well. I wish them... what else can I say? My condolences to you and the family. My prayers and my thoughts are with you. I pray that the Lord continue to bless you and carry you through this time of bereavement. Yes. I really do. We never know from one day to the next what's ahead, but let us continue to move forward, leaving those things behind that we have no control over anyway, nor of the future. We have to live in the moment. It doesn't mean don't make plans. You know, but if the Lord bless and say the same, I can do this, I will do that, or I choose to do that. It's not that I have to. That was a word for today as well. I won't be back till next Thursday, and I pray that you have a blessed weekend and have fun. Enjoy the weather the best that you can. I don't know how much rain is coming, but do what you can to enjoy, you know, your family, your life. Take time out for yourself. Don't forget that word for today as well. Take a deep breath. Sip a tea. Watch a favorite movie. Or read your Bible. We should all do more reading of the Bible, especially after seeing that spectacular, oh my God, move of the Lord, the eclipse, one we will never forget. And they say some people travel all over the world to see total eclipses, and I see why. You could never get enough of that spectacular, oh my, event. You could never get enough of that, you know. And I just want to say, I love you for being my listeners. I love you for being with me and helping me and encouraging me, because it is an encouragement to come on the air and share what I share. I do love the Lord, because I understand that the Lord loves me and that he has put me in this position that I can share and encourage other people, you know, to be Christ-like. Because it is a gift, but it's a great gift. It's one you can't buy, and it's free to all. Just believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord, and confess with your mouth that he is Lord and that he has died and forgiven you for your sins. And you're thankful for that, and you're saying, Lord, forgive me and thank you for giving up your life for me. But you know what? He didn't stay dead. He rose again on the third day. He's alive now forevermore. Be blessed. God bless.
You're listening to The Talking Place from Charlie Evers.
You know, you could come in handy, too, with that electricity. If we have problems with our transmitter, which is above you, yeah, all you'd have to do is raise your hands and energize our transmitter.
To formerly of WNCI, Weasel Boy, is that true? I've never asked that question on air before, by the way, but...
I can tell.
I wasn't even sure how to word it.
When the way your arms got going, I figured, yeah, like, yeah, he's never asked anybody that question.
No, I wouldn't even know. to 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow. Do you think he needed her after that primary election?
Yes, and I think I go back to Abraham Lincoln when it's the